everyone.
大家好。
How are you today?
你今天好吗?
Turn to your neighbor and give them a high five.
也许您可以跟您的家人说一声，给他们一个 high five.
If you're alone at home, just like go like this to the screen next to you.
那如果您自己在家里的话，你可以对啊网络上的弟兄姐妹给他们一个举手。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣基督爱你。
I'm Kurt Tallman.
我是 Kurt.
Well, the 中文名字是高德恩 and 这个是梅兰玫瑰的梅兰花的兰
他的太太梅兰
Yeah, 我有两个孩子 We have two children
对一个儿子一个女儿儿子今年上大一女儿高三
Yeah So, you know, because we're translating I won't take too much time to introduce myself
因为翻译的关系，我不会花太多的时间介绍自己。
But we live in Philadelphia.
我们现在住在费城。
And I'm originally from Ohio.
我是在俄亥俄州长大。
Anyone else from Ohio?
不知道当中有没有人是在中西部长大的。
Okay, and Maylon is from Taiwan.
Maylon 在台湾长大。
Okay, so right now, also look to your left and right on the screen and say, Jesus loves you.
也可以在你荧幕上的左右边告诉弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督爱你。
That is most important. Usually when I preach, I get pretty serious.
通常我在讲到的时候呢，突然间会很严肃，比较严肃一点。
But I love to tell dad jokes.
但是我很喜欢跟大家来分享父亲的笑话。
So I will start with some dad jokes.
所以呢，首先要来跟大家一起分享一些笑话。
I'm sorry, but many jokes are culturally, targeted, and they also have language elements.
但是这些笑话有些时候是因为文化跟语言上的关系，所以请大家给我一些恩典。
Rome.
你知道罗马吗?
In the ancient days, it was split in two.
罗马的时代，罗马的这个国家呢，在旧时代当中被列为成两个国家。
How was it split in two?
你知道是如何被列成两个国家的?
By a pair of Caesars.
就是靠着一对。
Or Caesar the emperor.
Caesar 的这个国王的音跟剪刀的音是一样的，所以是一个笑话。
Okay, yeah, these jokes. Well, anyhow, I'll just do the other one in English. Why did the pair of suspenders...Go to jail. Suspenders hold up pants.
稍微翻译一下，就为什么吊带裤要进监狱
？They held up a pair of pants.
因为
this is a hold up.
因为他们绑架在同样一条裤子上面。
Okay, well, today we're going to get into Ephesians chapter 4.
那请大家翻，你有翻圣经的话，请您翻到以弗所书四章。
So turn in your word or turn on your word to Ephesians chapter 4.
不管您是用手机或是用您的圣经，请您翻开到以弗所书第四章二十二至二十四节。
Yeah, 22 through 24. So this says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds.And to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
就是要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心思改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So I call this two simple steps to successful living.
那我说这是要两个简单成功生活的步骤。
And whether you're a Christian or not a Christian,
那不管您是基督徒还是慕道友
，these two steps will give you a successful life.
这两个简单的步骤会帮助你有一个成功的生命。
So write this down.
所以如果您做笔记的话，请您写下这个。
First step.
第一个步骤。
Put off the old self.
我们要把我们的旧我脱去，旧人脱去。
Step number two.
第二个步骤。
Put on the new self. Put on Jesus Christ.
我们要穿上新人，穿上耶稣基督。
So Paul teaches us here in verse 22.
保罗在二十二章这里，二十二章二十二节教导我们。
Put off your old self.
他教导我们 脱去我们从前行为上的旧人。
Tell yourself right now.
现在告诉我们自己,
put off the old self.
我们要把旧人脱去。
I didn't hear you.
有没有听到你一起说?
I'm sorry, it's Zoom.
对，他对自己大声地说, 脱去我的旧人。
The old self is the person before Christ.
所谓的旧人就是我们在认识耶稣基督之前就是所谓的旧人。
And the old self is sort of that person on your back.
那我们可以这个旧人就好像我们把这个旧人背在我们的身上。
And they're hard to get off. They want to hold on.
那这个旧人要试着要抓紧着我们，那我们很难去逃脱它。
Is anyone tired of the old self hanging on to you?
有没有人在座的每一个人觉得啊，当中有人会觉得说啊，背着这个旧人太沉重，这真的很厌烦。
The greed.
啊，比方说贪心。
The comparing.
啊，我们比较的心。
The sadness.
啊，或是一个忧伤的。
The unforgiveness.
啊，没有办法去饶恕人。
The sin.
罪。
And God says, if you want to be successful in life, you need to throw off that old self.
那上帝在他的话语教导我们，如果我们要有一个成功的生命，我们需要脱去这个旧人，从我们的背上脱去。The
word put off in Greek,
那在希腊文里面，原文脱去的原意是
has two parts.
有两个部分。First
or the second part means just to put or to place.
那第一个原意是就是放在那里。
But the first part is apo, which means to separate.
那第一个步骤是有也有一个隔离的意思.
And you separate in a way that the relationship is now broken and destroyed.
那这个分开跟隔离就是同以前连在一起的关系，现在是分开了.
So when you put off that old self, that relationship with the old self now is broken.
所以当我们脱去旧人的时候，我们跟旧人之间的关系应该是分离的。One
night I was watching some TV.
啊，有一天晚上我在看电视。And
this man had come back from the Amazon, South America. He came back to America.
那这个故事里面是关于一个男子，他到南美的亚马逊，然后回来。And
he had this sore on his leg.
但是呢，他回来以后，他发现他的那个脚上长了一个包。And
he tried to put some salve on it and bandage it.
那他试着擦药，然后呢，用OK棒把它包起来。But
then it hurt more.
但是呢，他这个越来越肿，越来越痛。So
he took off the bandage and cleaned it.
所以他就把那个胶带拿起来，然后试着去清洁这个伤口。But
it wouldn't get better. So he put some salve and bandage on it. But then it got worse again.
There's
a month on, month off. Sometimes our life is like that. Month on, month off. Like, get the old person off.
Finally,
he went to the doctor.
经过了一段时间，他终于受不了，就去看医生。And
the doctor pulled out a parasite worm that was 1 foot long from his leg.
结果去看医生以后，医生从他的伤口当中呢，拔出来了一个很长很长的寄生虫。The
parasite was living off of his body.
因为这个寄生虫生长在他的伤口里面，所以他没有办法完全愈。
And he took this parasite, and then they cut off his head and cut it up and threw it away.
但是当医生把这个寄生虫从他的身体拔出来以后,
that's like your old self.
他就痊愈了,
your sin.
那我们的旧我就好像,
your selfishness.
我们的自私就好像这个寄生虫,
it's holding on to you.
寄生虫要住在这个主树里面才能够,
it's living off of your life.
靠着你吸取你的我,
but you need to put it off.
但是我们需要跟这个寄生虫分开。
The way that the relationship with you now is destroyed.
是这个关系是分开的。
Or it will destroy you.
要不然这个寄生虫会使我们的伤口越来越严重，甚至导致死亡。
If you don't get rid of the things that are eating you alive, they will kill you.
如果我们没有把我们生命当中啊的人事物是其实在毁坏我们的话，那他们会造成我们啊很严重的伤。
Now why should we put off that self, that old self?
那我们为什么要脱去这个旧我呢
？What's the problem?
问题在哪里
？I mean, the world tells us take care of yourself.
因为世上的教导告诉我们，
Love yourself.
我们要爱我们自己。
Everything's about yourself.
照顾我们自己，什么都是自己。
But now Jesus is saying you need to take off that old self.
但是主的话语却教导我们要脱去我们的旧我。
Now if you look at Ephesians 4:22, it says, put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
我们来看四章二十二节，说到说主说脱去旧我，因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变化。
The problem with the old self is it's being corrupted.
那就我的问题，关键就是它是被变坏、被迷惑的。
Yeah, it's like to be spoiled or to waste away.
就好像食物烂掉了、浪费掉了。
You ever get that apple that's in the bottom of the bowl?
你有没有啊？常常有些时候从一个碗的底下拿出一个苹果
，or in the back of the refrigerator，
或是在苹果是在冰箱的很后面
，you can't see it，
你没有办法看见
，but then you pull it out， it's all rotten and spoiled。
但是当你把这个苹果拿起来的时候，你发现它的后面都已经烂掉。
The verb usage of this being corrupted，
那这个被私欲迷惑的这个动词。
The subject is doing the action to itself.
那这个主题它就是使这个啊这个东西变坏。
So the old self, it says, put off the old self, which is being corrupted by its old self.
那为什么要脱去旧我呢？因为这个旧我就是新的我，你我就是被这个旧我的私欲正在迷惑当中。
In South America,
在南美
if the capuchin monkeys are eating a farmer's fruit,
那有那个 capuchin 猴子，他们常常会来偷农夫的果子。
A farmer knows how to catch that monkey.
那造成农夫很多的困扰，所以农夫呢就要来抓这些猴子。
Very easy.
那他们啊有一个很好的。主意你知道是什么吗
they make a box.
那他们就做一个盒子。
They put a piece of fruit in the box.
然后呢把一个香蕉放在盒子里面。
And then they put a little hole in that box.
然后呢在这个盒子里面装了一个小洞。
The hole is only big enough to get their hand in, the monkey's hand.
那这个小洞透过这个小洞猴子可以把他的手伸进去。
And then the monkey will reach in and grab the fruit.
那常常猴子看到果子就会试着伸手进去盒子里面抓
果子。Make a fist, and then it can't get its hand out.
那它伸进去以后，拿了果子以后呢，果子在手上，但是它没有办法伸手出来。
Now the farmer comes up with a bag.
然后当他困在那里的时候，农夫就会拿着一个袋子出来。
Looks at the monkey.
看着猴子。
The monkey looks at him.
猴子也会看农夫。
Now you think the monkey would let go of the fruit and run?
我们应该知道说猴子的正常反应应该是放手然后逃走，对不对
？But the monkey holds on to the fruit.
但是大部分的猴子都会
starts making you know these sounds, monkey sounds,
就会抓着果子紧紧不放，然后开始在那里挣扎。
And the farmer just catches him in the bag.
那农夫就很容易的抓住。这个猴子把他带
There's something in the monkey.
那在猴子的内心里面
Something in the thinking of the monkey.
在猴子的心思意念里面
That is corrupting him.
迷惑了他，因为那个果子迷惑了他
He won't let go.
所以他紧握手不放
The other example I have is last summer we pulled out a calculator.
啊，那我还有另外一个例子，就是说啊。在暑假的时候，我拿了一个旧的这个计算机。
The calculator wouldn't work.
那孩子们用的计算机，但是没有办法用，坏掉了。
So what do you check?
所以你第一个想法是什么？怎么去修它
？You check the batteries.
你就是要试着去看，要换是不是要换电池了
？They're all green.
那结果我打开看了以后，那个电池在
fuzzy white stuff.
计算机里面已经毁坏了。
the battery is corroded.
对，因为那个旧的电池它太久没有用，所以它的化学作用就把这个整个电池啊锈掉了。The
very chemical makeup of that battery.
那这个电池的化学里面
is eating the battery.
在腐蚀它整个电池。That's
like you and me.
这就是你和我的比喻。Our
old self.
我们的旧我如果没有脱去的话
，Our old chemical makeup，
我们在认识耶稣基督之前的这个化学的作用
，Our thinking，
我们的心思意念
begins to eat ourselves。
旧的心思意念，旧的生活会开始腐败我们新的生命
，It's corrupting us。
啊，在毁败我们。
But Paul tells us what is corrupting us。
但是保罗也告诉很清楚的告诉我们是什么在毁坏我们。Verse
22, what does it say?
第22节，大家有没有注意到？
It says, it's our deceitful desires.
就是我们的私欲。Now
our desires are our passions, our lusts, our cravings.
那我们的私欲，我们的盼望，我们的欲想。But
it says these desires can be deceitful.
它
I need money to live.
比方说我需要钱来生活。But
then my desire says I want more and more and more money.
但是我们的欲望是说，哦，赚一点钱不够用，我要更多的钱，我要，you know，更多赚更多。As
humans, God gave us a sexual desire.
还有另外一个意思，神给我们很多的性欲。
It's for marriage.
那神给我们性欲是让我们在婚姻里面能够去享受它。
To have children.
也能够来延伸我们的后代。
To love our wives or husbands.
在婚姻里面彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
It's made for marriage.
是在婚姻里面的一个祝福。
But our desires take it outside of marriage.
但是往往我们会被我们自己的私欲迷惑，然后呢，使我们想要在婚姻外的关系。
We want more.
享受它，或是想要更拥有更多的。We
want more.
那越来越多，永远不满足。We
hurt ourselves.
但是这个过程当中，我们不仅伤害了自己，也伤害了家人。We
hurt our families.
伤害家人。These
desires can be deceitful.
我们这些欲望会来欺骗我们。That
old self can be deceitful.
旧我可能来欺骗我们。
I was invited by my friend Chad.
有一次我的朋友 Chad 邀请我去参加一个
to go to a baby shower.
去参加一个 baby shower, 祝福婴儿到来的这个派对.
Mei Lan gen wo, 我们一起去. We both went together, and he told me he was making a diaper cake.
然后呢，这个弟兄就跟我讲说，哦，我要做一个尿布蛋糕。
And I was like, what is a diaper cake?
从来没有吃过尿布蛋糕，所以我走思又想什么是尿布蛋糕。
But I love cakes.
但是我很喜欢吃甜点的。Cookies.
甜点，我喜欢吃。I love chocolate.
饼干。
My wife, she loves soup.
我太太比较喜欢喝汤。She
loves 酸辣汤。 But I love chocolate.
但是我很爱甜食。
And all I could think about is this diaper cake that was chocolate and icing, and how I was going to eat it.
所以在我的想象中，这个尿布蛋糕也许是双层的巧克力蛋糕，还有很深层的奶油，然后是尿布的模型。水果很多。口水。口水，对不对？是越想口水越流。
And I got there, it was a cake that was made out of diapers.
结果后来我去参加这个派对的时候才发现，它不是一个真正的蛋糕，这个蛋糕是由很多不同真正的尿布所形成的。
Yeah, it was diapers.
是比较实际的尿布。
I couldn't eat it.
装成蛋糕的形式，而不是可以吃的蛋糕。
I was a little angry.
所以呢，我很失望。
I was a little better inside. Where's my chocolate cake?
生气，因为我很渴望去吃这个很好吃的巧克力蛋糕。
Now questions.
对吧？我们来有一个问题来问我们大家。
Did the cake deceive me?
我是不是被我对这个蛋糕的欲望被迷惑了？
Did Chad deceive me?
还是被我的弟兄 Chad 骗了？
No.
没有,
it was my desires that deceived me.
而是被我自己的私欲所迷惑,
they left me bitter.
还是使我很苦毒,
they left me empty.
使我很空, 对这个吃的欲望, 小空了,
and this is what Paul is saying.
所以这个就是保罗在这个经文上面的意思。
Why do you need to put off that old self?
为什么我们需要脱去这个老我?
Because the old self has deceitful desires.
因为我们的旧我有这些迷惑的这个私欲,
that corrupt us
使我们里面腐败,
from the inside out.
从里面腐败到外面,
our sin,
我们的罪,
our selfishness,
我们的自私,
our greed,
我们的贪欲,
our bitterness or anger,
我们的苦毒,
our
我们的怒气,
unforgiveness,
我们的不饶恕,
all of this eats away from the inside out.
这些就好像那个电池一样, 在我们的内心里面一直在腐化我们。
Now, I want to just give you some biblical facts about desires so no one's confused.
那在这里我也要从圣经的角度来看到我们的欲望,所以我们不会有任何的困扰。
Number one, we each have desires or passions inside of us.
我们每一个人神都放在我们的内心里面有一些欲望。
Like I have a passion to love.
热忱,比方说我有一个对爱人的一个热忱,我很喜欢去爱人。
So I can love God.
在爱人的过程当中,我可以来爱神。
Love my wife.
爱太太。
Number two is these desires are not all wrong.
那这些欲望它本身没有对或错的,
like sex,
比方说对性的欲望,
but
但是呢,
they have a potential, write this down, to deceive us.
但是他们有未来欺骗我们的可能。
So number one, we each have desires.
第一写笔记的就是我们每一个人都有欲望。
Number two, these desires are not all wrong.
那这些欲望它本身没有对或错。
Psalm 37:4, I don't know if you wrote this down, Malon.
Yes.
It says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, if they're the desires of the Lord.
诗篇37章4节,以耶和华为乐,他就将你们心里所求的赐给你们。
But number three, these desires have a potential to deceive us, trick us.
但是呢,我们要去 注意到就是说这些欲望有可能会来欺骗我们。So
number four is very important. Desires need to be controlled or crucified.
所以我们需要靠着圣灵的帮忙,让上帝真理的帮忙来控制我们的欲望,或是甚至说把这个欲望把它去crucify.
Like sex, it needs to be inside of marriage.
比方说性欲,是要在婚姻里面去享受的。
Romans 6:12, it says, therefore do not let sin, those sinful desires, reign in your mortal body so that you will not but obey its evil desires.
罗马书6章12节说道,不要让罪在你们必死的身上做主,使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk by the Spirit, that you will not carry out the desires of the flesh.
加拉太书5章16节说,你们当顺着圣灵而行,就不放纵肉体的情欲了。Because
these desires deceive us, trick us,
因为这些私欲有些时候会来欺骗我们。We
need to control them.
我们需要靠着神的力量。We
need to take this old self,
来控制它, 然后把这个旧我,
put it off,
来脱去,
separate from it,
与它分开,
and put on Jesus.
然后呢, 穿上耶稣基督。
So we move to the second step in successful living, if you're a Christian or not a Christian.
那现在呢, 我们要进入到第二个步骤, 来有一个在主里面得胜的生活。
One, put off the old self.
第一就是要脱去旧我。
Two, put on the new self.
第二,很重要的就是要穿上新我。
The second part, put on the new self, has two sections.
那这个穿上新我有两个步骤。
So, if you look at verse 23, being made new in the attitudes of your mind.
我们再来看以弗所书十第四章二十三节说到，将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的、仁义和圣洁。
This be made new word means that together or in the midst of become young.
那在这个心智意见、心智更换的这个过程当中，我们要就是在人我基督的生命过程当中，慢慢的使他更新。
So it reminds us of John 3:3 when Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again."
那这个意思可以在约翰福音三章三节，主耶稣教导到，我们人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
What it means is to be made new or to renew.
那我们需要我们的生命需要被上帝的话语、上帝的圣灵更新。
God loves to renew people.
上帝非常喜欢喜乐更新他的子民。
Remodel people.
在我们的生命来重新装潢。
It says in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus says, "I come to give you life and life to the full, to make you new."
约翰福音十章十节说到，盗贼来，无要偷窃。杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Now, if you want to be made new, you have to get the old out.
那如果我们要被神来更新的话，我们必须要先把旧的除去。
Okay, there's no room for the new stuff if you're not getting out the old stuff.
因为如果你没有你要重新装潢，你没有把旧的拖出去的话，你就没有。空间把让新的东西放到活在我们的生命当中。
When I drive around Philadelphia suburbs,
当我常常在那个费城的这个郊外开车的时候
，Many people have a car garage.
很多人大家的房子都有车库
，But their cars are not in the garage.
但是往往我看见他们的车子是停在外面，而不是停在车库里面。
And I'm thinking the purpose of a garage is to have your car in the garage.
那我常想，其实车库的目的就是我们可以把车子停在车库里面，对不对？
Why don't they have their cars in the garage?
那为什么大家不会把车子停在车库里面呢？
And then spring comes.
那慢慢的，当春天到来的时
候， the weather gets warmer.
天气越来越暖和了。
And they open their garage door.
那我在开车的时候呢，过程当中有些时候会看到，哦，大家的车库门是开着的。
There's all these boxes.
然后我就看见说，哦，原来他们车库堆的满满的东西。
All their junk.
很多家里面放不下的东西，全部都堆在车库里面。
All their treasures, their worldly treasures.
世上的宝贵都存堆放在车库里面。
The garage is so full of their stuff.
因为车库里面堆满他们 日常所用的用品。
They can't get their cars in the garage.
他们无法把他们的车子停在车库里面。
That's like you and me.
这就是我们生命里面的比喻。
We need to remodel that garage, renew that garage.
当我们接受耶稣基督进入到我们生命里面的时候，他需要在我们的生命里面挪出空间，让他我们能够成为一个更新的人。然后有一个新的空间。
We need to come back to the way we were originally created, to our purpose.
我们需要被上帝更新更新回到他所创造我们的形象，而不是旧我。
But we can't get there.
但是这个过程无法形成。
Because we have all this stuff in our garage.
因为我们生命里面填满了过去的旧我，填满了。
It can be good stuff.
也许这些是好的事。
It can be bad stuff.
也许是坏的事情。
But we just have a lot of stuff.
但是太多东西了。
And because we're so busy with this stuff.
那空间，我被生命里面空间全部被这些填满了。
We can't get back to putting Jesus in our garage.
那我们的救主耶稣基督完全没有空间可以住进到我们的生命里。
Being renewed.
来更新我们。
And living for his purposes.
让我们能够改变生命，为他而活。
Not for money.
不是为了钱
but to live to love people.
不是为了名利，而是为了爱他，爱
我们周遭的人。Not for selfishness.
不是为了自私
but to love others.
而是成为他的祝福来爱他人。
Because we're so busy with that stuff.
那有些时候我们为了这些周遭的事情所谓的事情太繁忙了我们没有时间给神
Paul says be made new
保罗说我们要使我们心思意念更新
How are we made new?
我们如何被神更新
He says in the attitude of your mind
就是在我们 心思意念我们的意志
Actually if you were to study those words it's actually in the spirit of your mind
啊，就是在我们啊灵里面的态度
He's actually asking you in the way you think.
他指导是我们的心思意念。
The way you look at people or the world, your worldview.
我们的世界观对人的看法。
The way you reason things.
我们思考的方式。
He says, be made new.
这些都要被神的话语来更新。
Now the number one way to be made new in the mind.
那在心思意念被上帝的话语更新，第一个方式是
is to have a new owner of your mind.
我们需要有在心思意念有里面有一个新的老板。
Yeah, 新的老板 I like that. The new boss of your mind.
生命里面的老板应该是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus. So if Jesus is the 老板 or the boss.
如果耶稣基督成为我们生命里面的主，我们的老板。
In the Bible, we say Jesus is Lord.
啊，圣经里面常常谈到耶稣基督是主。
That means he rules over your decision making.
那这个主的意思就是说，我们在做任何的决定，其实我们是要先来寻求他啊，寻求他的智慧。
Your worldview.
我们对世界的看法。
Just a story. May Lan came here to America when she was young.
那梅兰来到美国的时候，她是小留学生。
Her mom left her here with her aunt and uncle.
啊，十三岁的时候来跟啊舅舅舅妈的家人住。
She was here illegally.
啊，那个时候是跟这个 dreamer 一样，就是啊，you know, 就是先来，还没有身份就过来。
She went through school here.
然后呢，在这里上学。
She went through college here.
啊，到了大学。
She was on her way to a successful American life.
啊，那爸爸妈妈啊，带我到美国，使我有一个新的生活。
On her way to filling her garage.
那在我在来美的求学的过程当中，然后呢，试着在填满我车库的人生车库的当中。
She met Jesus.
啊，我经历了耶稣。
And Jesus says, you need to get that old person off.
啊，也因为接受了耶稣基督成为生命里面的救主，所以
Empty the garage.
生命里面很多的改变。
And live for me.
啊，把这些过去的这些啊思考方式啊，或是做事的方式，开始要在我的车库里面挪出空间来，让耶稣的啊主权能够在我的生命里面掌权。
And then she felt a conviction in her heart.
那也因为如此，所以呢，啊，神的话语也啊感动了我。
The Holy Spirit speaking to her.
那到大学的时候，那个时候啊，家人已经得到身份，但是我已经超过年纪了。所以
I feel like the Lord is saying I need to go back to Taiwan.
所以在大学的过程当中，我觉得受了神的感动，神也呼召我回台湾。
I'm here illegally.
啊，因为在美国啊，那个时候没有办法成为啊合法。
And her relatives are like, "Are you crazy?"
所以当我跟妈妈讲的时候，妈妈觉得我疯掉了。
You're gonna give up the American dream?
啊，我花在你生命里面啊，一切的心思意念，还有啊投资，你就这样子就丢弃了。
And Maylon said,
然后我对妈妈讲
"I want to obey Jesus."
因为我现在是基督徒，所以我需要去啊服侍上啊，遵从上帝。
He's the Lord. He's the Lord of my life.
因为他是我生命里面的主。
Now this story is not about if you're here illegally or not.
那这个故事的重点不是代表你是否在美国合法。
The story is about who is the Lord of your mind and your life.
但是重点是，当我们接受主耶稣基督进入到我们生命里面的时候， 我们是为谁而活，然后我们是。Jesus
says, put off the old self.
有空间让神来更新我们。
Be remodeled, be new.
那我们需要在生命里面挪出空间，让耶稣基督能够从心里面来更新我们的全人。
And let me be Lord of your life.
使他能够成为我们生命里面的主。
The Lord of your decision making and your worldview.
你做决定的主，你世界观的主，你为人处事的主。
The second part,
第二个部分,
is it says, put on the new self.
上帝教导我们要穿上新人。
Write that down. I need to put on the new self.
写下来,我需要穿上新人。
Verse 24.
24节。
And to put on the new self,
穿上新人,
is to put on Christ.
这个穿上新人的意思就是穿上主耶稣基督。
Now this word put on,
那这个, 原文穿上的原文,
means
在希腊的原文,
to go into.
就是要进去,进入的意思。
You sink down into it.
进入到某个，进入的意思就好像穿上的意思。
Like you sink into water.
比方说你跳入水里面，游泳池里面。
It's also used of the setting sun. The setting sun sinks into the horizon.
或是你看到那个太阳下山的时候，那个太阳掉到那个山里面。
But the translation most of the time is like putting on clothing.
那还有一个意思就是好像穿衣服的意思。
So you are putting on Christ like you put on clothing.
就好像我每一天脱掉衣服穿上衣服的意思一样，我们每一天穿上耶稣基督。
Now back in Jesus's time, they only had 2 to 3 maybe pairs of clothing.
在耶稣基督的时代里面，他们我没有很多衣服可以让他们可以替换，所以也许两三套而已。
It was precious to them.
很珍贵的。
But I'm going to try to make some relationships here.
但是呢，有一些连结。
For you and I,
对你和我,
when we put on clothes,
当我们穿上衣服的时候,
we put them on.
我们穿上它，对不对?
We need to take time.
我们需要时间穿衣。
We need to choose our clothing.
我们要因为天气的关系来选择今天要穿什么衣服。
And then we make sure it looks nice.
什么样的场合看起来好不好看?
Number two,
第二,
wherever I go, my clothing goes with me.
那当我们穿上这个衣服的时候，我们不管去哪里，我们的衣服是不是跟着我们的人走？
With my clothing, it's what you see.
那你看见我的时候，你会看到我穿的是什么？
So if I have a clothing that says Adidas,
那如果说我衣服上面有一个爱迪达的字，
Nike.
Nike的字,
that's what you see.
那你就会看到这个,
that's what I represent.
这就是我对你，对我，你，我带给你的印象。
Another thing about clothing is that they become one with you.
那还有就是，当我们穿上衣服的话，它就融入我们，与我们成为一体了。
I move, my clothing moves.
那我们在动的时候，我们的衣服就会跟着我们动。
I have a pair of running shoes.
那我有一双慢跑鞋。Those
shoes, they form to my feet.
那这个慢跑鞋的优点就是它会，我怎么跑，它就会跟着我的脚型。And
then I chose to wear my son's running shoes.
然后呢，我后来看见我儿子的鞋子，我就穿他的慢跑鞋。They
had formed to his feet.
因为他的慢跑鞋，但是他的慢跑鞋因为已经融入了他的脚型。These
clothes, they become one with us.
所以呢，这些鞋子、衣服，它我们穿上它的时候，它就我们就跟它融为一体了。And
then hopefully your clothes are precious to you.
那你就会有些很喜欢穿的衣物，你会觉得哦，这穿起来很好看，很舒服。
I know I have certain clothes I just don't like. I don't wear. They stay at the back of my closet.
在我的衣柜里面有一些衣服我不常穿的，是因为我不喜欢它们，穿起来不舒服。
Do you have those clothes?
你有没有这样子的问题？
I just end up like, I'm going to get rid of these, even though they're nice.
虽然它们也许很好看，但是如果不舒服的话，我就。
Are you putting on Jesus?
那这个跟我们跟上帝的关系，就是我们是否也是天天这样子的穿上耶稣基督？
Are you putting on Jesus like your clothes?
我们是否花时间穿上耶稣基督，就像我们穿衣服一样。
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣基督，我爱你，我需要你。
I treasure you.
我真的很宝贵,
I'm not going to put you at the back of the closet.
我不要把你放在我衣柜的最后。
I'm going to put you on.
而是要天天把你穿上。
Each day.
每一天,
you're going to go with me.
主啊,我需要你, 我需要你住在我的生命里面。
I'm going to go with you.
啊, 然后呢, 跟随你的带领。
When you move,
您在, 您要我去哪儿,
I will move.
我就跟随你去哪儿。
When people look at me,
啊, 我盼望祷告, 当人看我的时候,
they will see you.
他会在我的生命里面看到主耶稣基督。
In righteousness,
您的圣洁,
in holiness,
啊, 您的公义,
holiness means that I'm set apart for you.
啊, 那这个圣洁的意思就是说, 我是为主而活的, 我挪开自己, 分别自己为圣,
I will walk in this world, Lord.
啊, 而不是活在这个世界, 啊, 靠着世界的主流在走,
I will eat in this world.
啊, 我可以在日常生活当中,
but I am yours.
但是呢, 啊, 不管做什么, 我是要来荣耀你, 要来, 啊, 活出你的生命。
And now,
现在,
where you lead me,
不管你带领我去哪里,
I will go.
我会跟随着你。
Old self,
救我,
I put you on.
我脱去你。
I don't listen to you.
我不要再听你。
Today we finish.
啊, 我们现在要来结束。
With our head bowed.
啊, 让我们一起来低头。
The reason we bow our head
那我们在主前低头是因为,
is to place ourselves in humbleness before our King and Lord Jesus.
是谦卑自己来到我们的王, 我们的国, 啊, 我们的主面前。
Right now, would you say?
现在可不可以请你跟我一起说?
And maybe you've never said this.
也许你从未对神来说,
Jesus,
主耶稣,
I want you to be my Lord.
主啊, 我邀请你进入到我的生命里面做我生命里面的救主。
I want you, I need you to be Lord of my whole life.
主啊, 我需要你, 我需要你成为我生命里面的救主。
I'm so tired of that old self.
主啊, 我厌烦了, 对旧我厌烦了。
I become selfish.
啊, 因为旧我的关系使我成为自私。
I become greedy and not generous.
啊, 使我, 啊, 很自私自利。
I'm thinking more about sex than you.
啊, 也许, 啊, 啊, 我, 啊, 注重于性或其他东西过于你。
I have unforgiveness and anger in my heart.
主啊, 我内心与不饶恕, 啊, 苦毒被捆绑着。
Today, Lord,
主啊, 今天,
I choose to put off that old self.
今天靠着你的力量, 我选择脱去那旧,
take it, Lord.
主啊, 我把这个旧我放在你的面前,
clean out my garage.
请求你, 我也请求你进入到我生命里面的车库, 来把这个车库重新装潢,
clean it all out.
主啊, 把这些, 啊, 这个不好的, 啊, 堆的, 堆, 填满东西, 不属于你的东西, 把它, 清除掉。
If I have a two-car garage,
主啊, 如果我有一个两个车位的车库,
I don't want half of my life to be filled with the world and evil.
我不要我一半的生命里面是被世界充满,
and another half to have you, Jesus.
然后另外一半是被你充满。
I want all of me for all of you, Jesus.
而是把我生命全部车库, 啊, 全部献给你, 然后求你, 主啊, 求你有主权进入到我的生命里面, 来, 啊, 掌权。
Break off the sin.
主啊, 请求你来破碎罪的捆绑。
Break off the selfishness.
啊, 破碎自私的捆绑。
Break off the sexual immorality.
啊, 这个, 啊, 破碎, 啊, 罪的捆绑。
Set me free.
主啊, 求你使我得自由, 在耶稣基督里面。
Make me new.
主啊, 求你来更新我的全人。
And give me life in you, Jesus.
主啊, 我需要你的生命, 丰丰盛盛, 新的生命。
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
主啊, 求你来用你的圣灵来填满我。
Fill me with you, Jesus.
主啊, 求你用您自己来填满我。
You are my owner.
主啊, 你是我生命里面的老板。
You are my Lord.
主啊, 你是我生命里面的主。
And I will follow you.
主, 我愿意来跟随你。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Would you like us to have communion now, Pastor?
perhaps right now we are going to have responsive hymn. Then I'm going to ask Pastor Kurt to lead us in Holy Communion.
我们现在会先唱回应诗歌。 接着我们请科尔牧师来带领主餐。
愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同在天上。愿你恢复奇妙作为，彰显你同在，来翻转我生命。愿你的国度降临。
At this time, we'd like to take communion. I believe the elements of the wafer or the bread and the juice has been given to you. If not, maybe you can find some elements in your home. And this is a time where we remember what Christ has done for us on the cross, that his body was broken for us, that he made a sacrifice to set us free, and that he shed his blood so that we can be forgiven of our sins.
我们现在要来领圣餐，那这圣餐使我们纪念耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所承受的一切，用他的身体为我们牺牲，还有他的宝血为我们所流。
And I would just like to say that this putting off, there needs to be a choice of the will.
那也来提醒大家，就是我们脱去这个旧我是需要我们的意志去选择的。
That our will or these desires will drive us many directions.
因为我们常常会为了自己的意志是领我们去很多地方。
And some of you
那在座的当中
have a desire of the will
我们会靠着自己的意志
that is driving you in the wrong direction.
但是随着这个意志走，如果没有在神主权下的保守，我们会去错的地方。
So take your will that is driving you in the wrong direction.
所以呢，也可以在神的面前降服你的意志。
And put it off.
靠着他的力量来脱去。
And say, Jesus, I want to follow you.
主啊，求你帮助我活出你在我生命里面为主。
The Bible says that before Jesus went to the cross, he was with his disciples.
耶稣在上十字架之前，他与他的门徒们同处。
And he said that he took the bread.
他拿起了饼。
He gave thanks.
为主献上感谢。
And then he broke the bread.
破碎了这个饼。
And then he gave it to his disciples.
然后给门徒们吃。
Saying, take, eat, this is my body.
来吃这个饼, 因为这是我的身体。
And then it says he took the cup or the juice.
然后他拿起杯来。
He gave thanks.
也为杯来向神献上感谢。
And then he gave it to his disciples.
然后给了他的门徒。
Says, drink,
来喝这个杯,
all of you.
所有的人。
This is the blood of the covenant.
这是, 血的约。
Which is poured out for the forgiveness of your sins.
是为了饶恕世人。
So right now, take time to pray.
所以现在可以来低头祷告。
Ask of the Lord's forgiveness.
来求神来赦免我们，洁净我们。
For anything that you need to ask of forgiveness.
使我们过去生命当中如果有任何事要向神来认罪悔改的。
He loves you.
主耶稣爱你。
He will forgive you if you ask.
我们寻求他的时候，他就会来饶恕我们，原谅我们，亲洁净我们。
Praise him and give him thanks.
然后来敬拜他，来感谢他。
And then take and eat the bread and the juice.
然后就来领圣餐，吃这个饼，喝这个杯，纪念神为我们所牺牲的一切。
Which reminds us of his love for us.
成就一切，也来提醒。
This is the body of Christ broken for you.
And
the blood of Christ shed for you for forgiveness of all your sins. Lord Jesus, we praise you.
主耶稣, 我们敬拜赞美你。
We love you.
主啊, 我们爱你。
We exalt you.
主啊，我们颂赞你的名。
That you first loved us.
因为你先爱我们。
On the cross.
在十字架上。
While we were still sinners.
当我们还是罪人的时候。
Thank you so much.
主啊，谢谢你如此的爱我们。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。 Amen. Amen.